Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, TMT Predictions 2013, a look back at the 2012 scorecard, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in a series of predictions. So this is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today, we'll be taking a look back and discussing 2012 and asking the tough question of how we did. And my guests are co-authors Paul Lee and Duncan Stewart. Paul is the head of global TMT research and co-author of TMT Predictions. He's kind enough to join us today from London. And Paul, welcome.
Good to be with you.
Duncan is joining us today from Paris. He's the director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, thanks so much for being here.
Glad to be here.
So Duncan, I'm going to start with you. For the past couple of years now, your team has taken a look back and really asked that tough question of how did we do? So tell us a little bit about the 2012 scorecard.
In 2012, we had an overall accuracy rating across all the predictions of 82%, which is a bit of a coincidence because that is exactly the same number we had for our 2011 predictions. We had been going up continuously prior to 2011, but it looks like 82% may be some kind of ceiling. And I'm actually okay with that. It's a sign that we continue to get some of them wrong, which means we're still trying and pushing the boundaries a little bit.
Yeah, well, Paul, why don't you tell us what was one of the hits for 2012?
So one of the hits that we had for the previous year was one of the most unfashionable predictions that we made. So we said that the schedule, when it came to TV viewing, would remain strong, robust. So we were forecasting that in every market, the scheduled part of TV viewing would remain at 90% or higher. And that was despite more DVRs, so hard drive recorders, than ever before, more internet access to watch television than ever before. It would remain in that way. And that's more or less been the outcome that we've seen in most markets. So live television, point-of-view television, has remained very, very compelling. And with events like sports events or, say, opening ceremonies for the Olympic Games, you really see the power of having people watching at the same time and foregoing the need to PVR or to watch on demand. So that's one great example of where you can have growing amounts of technology, but behavior remains largely solid. I think homeostasis is another way of putting it.
And Duncan, what was one of the other successes or somewhere where we were pretty accurate in 2012?
Well, we were looking at the growth, or rather the shift, away from hard disk drives in personal computers. Not on desktops, but laptops, as laptops get thinner and thinner, and people want to use them and make them essentially as light and thin as possible, maybe at the expense of paying a little more and having a little more storage. We predicted that about 15% of laptops by year-end 2012 would be a new kind where they had either a hybrid hard disk drive with a solid state silicon drive or a solid state drive only. That looks like it's really coming true. You can just see that yourself as you wander around. All these folks carrying these ultra thin devices, usually those don't have hard drives inside at all. So that's one where it looks like we pretty much hit the nail on the head.
And Paul, maybe highlight one more of the successes from 2012 for our audience.
Yeah, so one of the bigger calls that we were making was with regard to what would be happening to consumer electronics and particularly the demand for devices. And our prediction was that the demand for consumer electronics would continue to go up despite the economy. Now, we're no economists, but one of the expectations that we were given by the economists within the firm was that it would be a rough year, and certainly they were right in that respect. But what was fascinating was seeing that even in markets with declining disposable income, despite declining GDP per capita, the demand for consumer electronics kept on going up. And as we looked at the various hits and misses in terms of, say, new tablets or new smartphones, when things didn't work, when products didn't sell, it was never the case where commentators were saying or even the vendors were saying, oh, the economy is soft. It was often a view that, well, it's because the device was the wrong device at the wrong time, or didn't have the right specs, or was being launched in the wrong way. And when we look at, say, demand for tablets, it's worth remembering this is a device category not yet 3 years old, yet device demand is very strong, and smartphone demand remains very strong as well. So certainly that's a prediction which seems to have come true.
And then, Duncan, I know that you and Paul strive for perfection, and you're pretty accurate most of the time, but maybe just highlight somewhere where maybe we were a little less accurate in 2012.
Well, Stephen, we weren't a little less accurate. This one, Paul and I always write all the predictions and co-author, and we help each other over them. But there's usually a lead author, and this one was my baby. What we knew is that in the world of advertising, there's sort of two classes of advertising. There's sort of direct response advertising where you know, something like a classified ad, and then there's brand advertising where you put an ad out there and you expect people not necessarily to go out and buy something that day. You're kind of just making them aware of your product. In the world of traditional advertising, the spending on brand advertising is much, much larger, about two-thirds, than direct. But online is, in fact, the opposite. About 80% of all ad spending is direct, things like search and online classified. And we predicted, well, we thought pretty reasonably, that we would see growth in the brand spending, and it would grow at 50%. That didn't happen. Not only did online brand fail to grow at 50, it didn't even grow faster than direct response. So that one was not one of our highlights, but it was a great conversation to have with a lot of our clients. And as I said, we're always okay with getting a few of them wrong, and it just tells part of the story.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for taking us on that look back at 2012. I know we're all really excited for the 2013 predictions. So, Duncan, maybe real quickly highlight some of the events that are planned around the world in anticipation of launching predictions 2013.
Well, in person, Paul and I have a fairly extensive roadshow planned. Between the two of us, we're covering most of the planet, most of the continents. I think we're in South Africa. Yesterday somebody talked to me about going to Tunisia. We'll have to see what happens there. But we're covering most of Europe. Paul obviously is covering Britain. Canada's included. We've got stops in Asia. We've got stops in the Mideast. So it's a fairly full roadshow. We can't guarantee that we're coming necessarily to the city of every person listening to this podcast, but hopefully we'll be a fairly short flight away, and Paul and I are looking forward to seeing a lot of people come out and visit us in person.
Excellent. Well, hopefully many of our viewers will be able to go ahead and join you in person, but if you're not able to, as a reminder, you can listen to more podcasts like this. You can actually take a look at the 2012 scorecard and download predictions and more at www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. Duncan and Paul, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us here today on Deloitte Global Insights.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us on.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2013 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte's member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please visit www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.